Revival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Suzanne here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Doc Marquis, and I've asked Doc to be with us. He's going to be talking at the Conspiracy Conference, which is going to be held in the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara in California on June 4th and June 5th, and you can learn about it by going to your computer and looking up conspiracycon.com. ConspiracyCon, C-O-N, the letters for conspiracyconference.com is their website. And Doc is fascinating. He's been around a lot of work with our good friend David Bay. And, of course, Doc was apparently from a Illuminati family. Fascinating information about the Illuminati bloodlines as they have existed through the centuries. And of course, what his impression of what's going on today. Doc Marquis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and then, of course, what you anticipate happening after 2012. We see a lot of writing today about, some people say the world's going to end on 21st of May. Well, that's only, it gives us about a week to go, but I think that this is just totally irresponsible to make a claim of that sort, because when it doesn't happen, why, it discredits Christianity. But there have been many writings through the centuries talking about the December of 2012, the Mayan calendar and Nostradamus. So we'll get, we'd like to get your take on, does 2012 have any real significance, what's going to happen beyond. But go right ahead. You pick up the story.
Okay. Now, you asked about my background. In a nutshell, when I was 3 years old, I was dedicated to Lucifer in the Illuminati. Now, this is really nothing unusual, because when we look at other religions throughout the world, they're always dedicating their children, you know, in temples and churches and what have you, to their various gods and goddesses. Now, when I was in the Illuminati, they did the same thing, except they worshipped Lucifer. So for the next 10 years, I was kept in what's known as the outer court. Now, as I've always stated before, that's best understood as their version of a seminary. And that's where you're taught all the rites, the rituals, spell casting, alchemy, name it, you know, it's in there. So by the time I was 13, I was fully initiated as a first-level Illuminist. And I just kept going and going through the ranks and being trained very in-depth, because my family bloodline happens to go back 1789, which is one of the oldest bloodlines in the Illuminati, and I was slotted for the Council of 13. So, yes, there was a lot of very intense training. Now, going back to what you were saying, Dr. Stan, on May 21st, 2011, according to that one preacher, I don't remember his name, but
Harold Camping.
What's the name, please?
His name is Harold Camping. He owns Family Radio, and He owns 50 radio stations across America, and using them to tell everybody that the world's going to end in about a week.
Well, I think
it's totally irresponsible. He's done the same thing before, God's told him exactly when the world was going to end in 1988. He wrote a book about 88 reasons why the world would end in 1988, and lo and behold, didn't end. Go ahead.
Well, from what I understand, this time around, he's found some type of mathematical secret in the Bible that is leading him to say on May 21st of this year, the rapture's going to happen, and then 5 months exactly down the road in October, the end of the world is supposed to happen. Now, this is date setting has to be the most irresponsible act that any Christian can do, because the Holy Scriptures tell us that God and God only knows the day and the hour when these things are going to happen. Only he knows these things. And yet this man now believes, and in a way he's actually saying, I'm going beyond what God says. I'm better than God's word because I know exactly when the date is now. And my great concern is how many Christians are there going to be, you know, sitting right now thinking, oh, God be praised, I only have 6 or 7 days left till I get to heaven. I'll be with God. I'll be free of all the pains in my body. I won't have to worry about my bills. I won't have to worry about this. And yet, on the 22nd, they're going to wake up and be so disappointed. You know, who does this guy think he is that he can do this? I'm absolutely amazed that he really thinks he can do this, and when nothing happened, he's just going to walk away with another feathered excuse.
I agree with you. I'm very, very concerned, and I've gotten a number of letters from people condemning me because I will not warn the people that the world's going to end next week, but I just, in my heart of hearts, I remember so well 1988, and I do not believe that God has given him specific instructions. I mean, much of what he says is true. Certainly, I believe he's a sincere Christian, but I think it's irresponsible. It tends to discredit the faith. So go right ahead. Pick up the story, Doc.
And yeah, so now all this doom and gloom, it falls in with the same scenario that we're facing right now as we get close to December 21st, 2012. There is so much brouhaha going on about it. It's amazing. Globally speaking, there are approximately 28 major cultures that have similar situations. In other words, something or some big event is going to happen on that date, and we're going to face some type of unearthly cataclysm. It can be anything from, depending on which culture we go to. The Mayans believe that Kukulkan, one of the great gods, is going to return on that date and usher man into its golden age. Some people are saying that there is a giant planet or an asteroid. The ancients called it a planet, known as Nibiru.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Doc, go ahead and pick the story up there.
All right, Dr. Sam. As I was just saying, there's a lot of cultures around the world that have these doomsday scenarios. With the Mayan Empire, it's from them we get the date December 21st, 2012, according to their long count calendar. On that particular date, the calendar is going to end. And most people will say, well, that means because the end of the age is happening, we're doomed. Basically, that's where it comes from. And then we go to other places, such as what? The prophecies of Mother Shipton, who wrote of great technological advances in our day and age. But shortly after these advances, there would be great cataclysms that would hit the earth also. Then we look at, of course, you know, the prophecies of Nostradamus, though he didn't say anything specifically about the date December 21st, 2012. A lot of people will misinterpret or interpret according to what they want them to say, his quatrains, and say this is what he was talking about. Well, there's nothing in there that talks about 2012. And there are, as I said, dozens more. And they're all pointing supposedly towards the same date and that there's supposed to be some type of great cataclysm happen. Like planet Nibiru is supposed to be coming by once again, and it's going to come so close to our orbit this time after 3,600 years that we're going to see great tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes, again, the doom and gloom scenario. And yet, for all that these people are espousing, I see nothing that is even close to agreeing with the Word of God. This is the ultimate source of all truth, and I've seen nothing that's even closely related. So as far as I'm concerned, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I think we should live every day as if the Lord is coming tomorrow. We don't know when he's coming. We should be prepared for it, but we are to be here. We are to occupy until he comes, be involved in the affairs of our society, be prepared for making preparations for our family, because I do believe very difficult times lie ahead. But pick up the story there, Doc.
And because we have all these doomsday scenarios from all around the world, literally, it is causing a panic in so many places. But what I find most interesting is people just aren't paying attention where these stories, you know, as far as who's really pushing them and for what purpose. The Illuminati themselves were the ones that really started pushing this doomsday scenario almost 5 years ago because they're up to something. Exactly what, I'm not sure, but I do know how they move and how they operate. 2012, just like Y2K, is nothing more than a smokescreen. There's something else going on behind the scenes that they don't want us to see. They're going to keep us too distracted with the 2012 doomsday scenario. And with YTK, everyone knows what was the true story behind that smoke screen. Well, obviously it was 9/11. So I'm suspecting and expecting something from them. Now, go with what you were saying, Dr. Sen. Yes, I believe everyone should be responsible enough to watch out for and care for their families, and that, yes, we should live our lives as if the Lord is going to be coming at any time. Which is why I tell people, you know, I am not concerned about 2012 because the Lord is going to return according to his timetable and no one else's.
Well, I have grave concerns that we're moving towards a war with the Muslim world, and how that's going to play out, I don't know. Will it be a war between the Shias and the Sunnis? Will it be a war that's between the Muslim world and Israel and the West? I don't know. But it's obvious that they're up to something. They are destabilizing. We are intelligence agencies. We know that the Bank of England's involved by Lord James's testimony or remarks before the House of Lords funding the Islamic terrorists who are behind what's going on, overthrowing systematically nation after nation. But where is it going to end up? I think the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over there throughout the Near East and the Middle East. I think there's going to be disruptions in the oil supply. I think it's going to drive the price of oil up to $150 to $200 a barrel, and they're going to start drilling oil or uncapping the massive numbers of oil wells they have here in the United States, already drilled, sitting on oil, but they're waiting to get the price up $150, $200 a barrel. That's why, of course, they're destabilizing the Middle East to destabilize the oil supply. But beyond that, we're just going to have to wait and see. So do you have any thoughts about what is going to happen geopolitically?
Well, I think interesting that you just mentioned the oil scenario, because we have more than enough natural oil resources on American soil that we don't have to worry about anyone else. We don't have to. But what has happened? Barack Obama has made sure that we can't drill offshore and in certain other places. I mean, he's literally trying to block us from being able to rely upon ourselves and forcing us to depend on others. And, of course, you know, when that's happened, you know, then, yeah, these people can control the prices. They can literally force us to acquiesce to whatever demands they may have if we want to keep running America on, you know, crude oil. And so right now, you know, and this is what kills me. This is the easiest thing we could do, folks. Why don't we just start drilling on our own lands or, you know, within our own shorelines? The reports state there are vast amounts of reserves there. And yet, for some unknown reason, they don't want us to touch it. Again, the reason is so that they can make their Arab friends very wealthy, and it's through OPEC and others that literally were controlled.
Well, Chris, if those oil supplies are disrupted, and coming from Saudi Arabia and the other Arab countries already were disrupting the oil supply coming out of Libya. But, of course, if there is tremendous unrest, and there probably will be unrest in Iraq, certainly, if we do draw down our troops, we're not going to remove all of our troops, but the more troops we pull out of there, the more possibility is that the oil production in Iraq will be disrupted. But if they ever were to disrupt the oil production from the Arab Emirates or from Saudi Arabia, that would drive the price of oil, world price of oil, up, and then we could uncap. We've got the oil wells drilled here. They are simply capped, waiting for the price to rise to the proper level. Well, Doc, certainly your experience coming from an Illuminati family, what is the purpose of the Illuminati? What is their true goal? This is basically Satanism, and there are satanic organizations alive and well here in the United States that worship Lucifer, but what is their goal?
Literally, in a simple sentence, their goal is to create a one-world, new world order. And the amazing thing is about this is, historically speaking, there have been many very powerful geopolitical figures who have warned us about the inner workings of the Illuminati, that they've been doing this, and some of these people were named by name, and yet everyone's ignored this. These people are actually fulfilling Bible prophecy, and they don't even realize it. They would deny it even if they did know it, because they don't believe in Christ, the Bible, or how anything you and I would identify as God. They don't. They worship Lucifer. They don't believe in Satan. I mean, Satan, according to them, is just a Christian boogeyman to keep them, the followers in line. From their perspective, now this is going to sound a little bizarre, but this is how they see things. They believe that in the beginning, Lucifer was equal to God in all things. However, as the millenniums rolled by, it was God who became jealous of Lucifer's equality and had him and his followers cast out of heaven and thrown into the earth. Now, the Illuminati are convinced that they are quite literally summoning up enough of the force to where at the end of the Battle of Armageddon, they're going to kill God and the Holy Spirit and put Lucifer on the throne where they feel he rightfully belongs, and that right now Christ is supposed to be chained to a huge boulder in hell because he betrayed the cause. And that's their philosophy of how things really are.
All right, well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Hi, Maureen. Do you have a question for our guest?
I certainly do, and it seems I've been just wondering about this for about 2 weeks since I heard on some program that the Rothschilds are descended from, in the bloodlines, from Nimrod, who was the big leader at the time of the Tower of Babel. Is that, does your guest know whether that, or do you know whether that's correct or not?
Well, I've heard about that before, but there's absolutely no real way that I know, genealogically speaking, that they could prove it. We do know, and one thing is a definite fact, the very first religion on the face of the earth was witchcraft. And the two people who founded it was Nimrod and his mother, Semiramis. Now, it was the Rothschild family. Now, back in 1773, when with Dr. Adam Weishaupt, they first began the planning stage of the Order of the Illuminati. Back then, the Rothschilds, their last name were Bauer, but they did change it to Rothschild, which from the High German means red shield, which does denote the shield that they held over their money lending establishment.
Yes, well, but the person who said this on the radio claimed that either he or on good authority, so-called, that they had actually genealogically traced the Rothschild family back to Nimrod, but I've just been on fire to find out what somebody with knowledge would say about that, so thank you very much for your answer.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, there's no question that the ancient Nimrod was the origin of the mystery religions and the secret societies, and these secret societies have continued since then. Nimrod was more sort of a prototype of the Antichrist. He himself would have been God and united the world, but God intervened. This is historical fact, and we know the mystery religions, secret societies, been around since that period of time. And really what you're describing, Doc, is the Gnostic religion, of course, which believes that Lucifer is the true God and the God of the Bible is the secondary God. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yes. I mean, let's just take a couple of quick examples. I mean, the whole of the occult system that they first started, well, it was united under one people, under the god and goddess, Nimrod and Semiramis, who became elevated as such. They were all a one common tongue-speaking people. It literally was a one-world order until God intervened, because they were interfering in what was his divine plan all along. God wanted the people to go out, not to just stay put. And by trying to keep them in one central location, well, the occult world prevented, or was trying to prevent, God's will from being fulfilled. And this was wrong. God, you know, came down and he said, this is not how it's going to be. And
well, you know, it's really so interesting. Of course, there is a picture that was painted somewhere in the 1500s of the Tower of Babel, the incomplete Tower of Babylon. You'll find a replica of it in Strasbourg today, where the European meets on a regular basis. The European Union is a reconstitution of the ancient Babylonian civilization.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Marquis, who will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 4th and 5th of June. It'll be at Sydney Health and Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara in California. It's a long way from Colorado, but I know usually there's a contingent that comes out for the conference. So I will have a booth. I'll not be speaking, but I will have a booth. But basically, to understand so much of what's going on today, you have to understand the Gnostic faith. You're not going to learn about this from your ministers. You're not going to hear about this most places, but certainly Doc recognizes this. If you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we simply quote from Albert Pike in his book, Morals and Dogma, written in the 1870s, where he tells you that the Gnostic faith is the basis for the Templars and the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati and modern-day Masonry. And this, of course, is why there is a conspiracy against God today. Why do you think the Masons on the Supreme Court, they control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, why did they take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and out of our schools, mention of God? Well, basically because they worship the other God. And when you understand that, understand there is a conspiracy against God. Congress opens every day with a prayer. The Senate opens every day with a prayer. The Supreme Court opens every day with a prayer every time they go into session. But don't you dare use a prayer in one of our schools. Why? Because they want to turn our youth against God. And, of course, because these people are praying to a different God. Until you understand there are two gods, Lucifer and the God of the Bible, nothing really makes sense. And would that be a fair appraisal, Doc?
It would be a very fair appraisal, because once they took God out of the public schools and certain other public places, the morality of America as a whole declined rapidly once they did that.
And that's the reason they did it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for somebody who really knows what he's talking about much more than I do, who's actually lived this, our number here is, of course, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Gnosticism is one of the most powerful religions in the world today. And the fact that we never talk about it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, what do you anticipate is going to happen after 2012?
Well, you know, quite honestly, in a nutshell, but I'll go beyond that, but on December 22nd, 2012, I expect we're all going to wake up and find out that the Earth is still here. There has been no doom and gloom scenario, except there is one thing that does tickle my funny bone, if you would. There are those that say that there is going to be some sort of paradigm shift. Now, by that, they mean that people are suddenly going to become spiritually aware. They're going to become enlightened on that day, and that the hidden masters are suddenly going to reveal themselves, or, you know, start inundating us with great amounts of esoteric knowledge so that we as a human species can evolve, you know, to the highest states and eventually, you know, achieve the ultimate goal, and that would be ascension to the spiritual heavens, to where these hidden masters reside. Now, there are places that are saying this, but the problem is, and I like the way they're really playing their con game right now, they say, well, this could take up to 2 years for some people. So instead of everyone suddenly, you know, on December 21st, all achieve this spiritual enlightenment at once. No, there are going to be some of us, Dr. Sand, who just obviously must be just too slow to catch on. So it's going to take 2 years for us to eventually get there. I mean, this is just another one of those protracted lies. And in this case, it's quite protracted because it's going to take up to 2 years. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're just simply covering their tracks. And one of the major leading groups who actually believes in this type of nonsense would be the Theosophical Society. You remember that one was started by Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky?
Oh, yes, back about in the 1870s. Well, we have a caller, and incidentally, she was quite close to Albert Pike. Who's calling in this morning?
Yeah, this is Bob. I'm going to ask a couple questions. I'm going to hang up because I want to listen on the radio. Doc, I want to know if you can explain the Council of 13 and what they do, and also the nine unknown men, what they do. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you, okay?
All right. Okay, now, in the Order of the Illuminati, Bob, there is what I would just call a pecking order, just like any other organization. Now, from the very top, if we were to look at this from the design of the pyramid on the back of your dollar bill, and you'll notice it's made up of a number of blocks. Well, every single one of those blocks do have a definitive meaning. Now, at the very top, is the Rothschilds family itself. They are referred to as the Holy Family, the Rothschild Tribunal, the Chosen Ones, and other names by those people in the Illuminati, because they are considered to be, and when I say literal, I am not kidding when I say this, they are considered to be literal walking gods on the face of the earth, because they have direct and immediate access to their god, Lucifer. Now, the Council of 13 are made up of the 13 most powerful witches in the organization of the Illuminati. We're talking Luciferian witches. We're not talking about any other branch of witchcraft. We're talking specifically the Illuminati here. Their form of witchcraft is known as Luciferian witchcraft. It's through these 13 witches, Bob, that all the orders of the Illuminati are going through. These orders, of course, will go down the rung of the ladder and eventually, just spread out like a regular organization. But it is a Council of 13 that will make all these decisions, judgments, and anything. The only one who can intervene on that or stop something or say, no, it's not going to happen, that would be the Rothschilds themselves. But I've never, ever heard them really just stepping in and stopping the orders like that. I know it's been done in the past, but that's very few and far in between. Now, as far as the nine that you were talking about, there are, how do I put this? Shall we say, just call them cells in the Illuminati that are outside of even some of the most knowledgeable Illuminists, because these people are working behind the scenes for the Rothschilds, fulfilling their plan, their seven-part plan, which was started by Dr. Adam Weishaupt himself, who penned the who coined the phrase Novus Ordo Seclorum, or New World Order. They're the ones, shall we say, the shadow people working behind the shadows.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I can stand back here. Our guest this morning, Doc Marquis. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. The other question our guest had asked, our caller had asked, what about the Council of Nine? What is this all about?
Well, as I said, that's if you look at it as a cell, it's a certain particular group within the Illuminati that's actually the shadows working behind the shadows, if you would. They're fulfilling directly those plans that the Rothschilds themselves, specific goals that they want to see done. And it is through them that these things will be carried out, and heaven help anyone who tries to get in those people's way.
Well, I think it's important people understand the Rothschilds is a very important family. In fact, before Arnold Schwarzenegger was allowed to run for the governor of the state of California, and remember at that time when Arnold ran, why, California was the sixth largest economy in the world, thanks to Arnold, why we're now the eighth largest economy in the world. But before he was allowed to run, Warren Buffett, who heads Berkshire Hathaway, multi-billionaire, took Arnold over to meet Lord Rothschild to get his clearance on it. You must understand, you do not run for a major political position without their permission. How do they influence affairs in America today? Well, our economy is run by the Federal Reserve System, which is owned by American banks. But Barclays Bank and State Street Bank, very large American banks with major ownership in the Federal Reserve System, are Rothschild banks. So this is how it ties together, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they are Jewish. In fact, basically they are doing everything they can to, in my estimation, to destroy world Jewry. They are certainly over there. They control the Supreme Court. You go to the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem, and there in that building, you'll find a triangle with a glorified eye in it, the same glorified eye you'll see on the back of the dollar bill. And, of course, that is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions, having nothing to do with modern-day masonry. All modern-day masonry uses the emblem. It did not originate with modern-day masonry in the 1700s. It goes back to the ancient mystery religions. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, the Rothschild built the building, had the emblem put on there, and you can actually see it on the Supreme Court building. Go up on the Internet, Supreme Court building in Jerusalem, the triangle with the glorified eye in it, the same symbol you see on the back of the dollar bill. You know, Doc, most people just don't see it. I mean, they hide their emblems in plain sight, and no one sees them.
Well, that's the problem. Most people don't understand the symbology behind the way the Illuminati act, let alone the actual symbols that they use in their occult practices. And yet, as I've pointed out in the past so often, if you know nothing about it, you'll never see it. Once you see it, you'll never miss it. And this is something I'm going to be doing at the Conspiracy Con 2011 in California you had been mentioning.
Yes.
I've been asked to put together a very special presentation by Brian Hall himself. Now, I'm not going to tell anyone exactly what it entails, but I'll tell you this much. It will definitely involve a lot of the symbology you and I have been covering as long as we have, Dr. Stan, because people need to start seeing things. If they would just look at the back of the $1 bill, for instance, and take a good look at those two seals. Now, you and I both know those are not the two seals of the United States of America, and that they are, in fact, the seals of the Illuminati. I would say to people this, and I will give the answer at Conspiracy Con. For those people who have never seen this, first let me explain something. There is what's known as a hexagram in the occult world. Now, a hexagram is a six-pointed star that has a circle around it. This is not to be confused with the Mokin David, the Star of David, or what's called the Seal of Solomon. It's the Jewish star you see on the national flag. This is not to be confused with that. A hexagram is consisted of two equilateral triangles, one placed on top of another, and it has a circle around it. Now, if there are three of them placed side by side, now it's called hexagram or hexa from the Latin word for six. We know, according to the Holy Scriptures, Revelation 13:18 tells us he was wisdom. Let him who hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, or 666. Now, if we take three hexagrams and place them side by side, that constitutes a 6 plus 6 plus 6. Now, we know according to also Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, that there's going to be three things about the identify them. It's going to be a mark, a name, and a number, okay? Now, thinking about those symbols for a second, the hexagram, there are actually three of them on those two seals on the back of the dollar bill. There are three of them. And if you folks have never seen any of my DVDs or any of my live presentations, I'm going to show this one more time at the Conspiracy Con so we can start showing the symbology and how it works with the Illuminati and how it has affected all of our lives. But this will be revealed. If you've never seen it before, try to find the three hexagrams on those two seals, and I'll see you folks at Conspiracy Con 2011, where I will reveal where they are hidden.
Is that revealed in Chris Pinto's DVD, the third one in the series on the secret mysteries of America's beginning?
As a matter of fact, yes. Chris Pinto is, I believe, going to be speaking at a particular convention in Branson, Missouri, held by Dr. Thomas Horn.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be in July. And I'm going to be speaking there also. But, yes, that's the same one. That's the Eye of the Phoenix.
Right.
Right. Chris had asked me, along with David Bay, if I would show this information in that particular DVD of this. And, yes, you're right. There is three.
Well, we're out of time. And thanks very much, Doc. We'll be seeing you there.
Thanks a lot for having me. Take care and God keep you now.
Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Marquis this morning. Certainly, if you want to understand so much of what he's talking about, we have a three DVD series, certainly one of my favorites. I'm in all three of them. Play only a small part, but it's the Secret Mystery series put out by Chris Pinto. Part one, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, going back to the secret societies that were here before the Declaration of Independence was written, before America was established as a nation. The second is the secret architecture of our nation's capital. If you go to Washington, D.C., and you look at the buildings, they look like they're replicas of the ancient buildings of Greece and Rome. They're magnificent. And they are replicas of that. Because, you see, America was to become the center of the world empire. And there were those who... See, there were two forces at work in America. One was the Christian. The other was the occult that wanted America to lead the world into the one world government. Why do you think we have troops in 130 nations throughout the world, 724 military bases? We spend more money, in truth, on our military than all the rest of the countries in the world. Ostensibly about $750 billion for the war and for our military, but then they have a block budget for another $250 billion. So why do we spend so much on our military, about $1 trillion a year? Why the official is $750, but the actual is about $1 trillion. Why we are bringing about the world government. That's what the second DVD is all about, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and all the occult emblems in Washington, D.C., and the statuary, truly demonic figures there. Of course, you'll never see them. Nobody will ever point them out to you. The Christians will tell you that this was a Christian nation, and that is a half-truth. It was formed predominantly by Christians, but there was always the occult element there. Today, they are in total working control of the American government, which is why, of course, we established in Afghanistan and Iraq nations under Sharia law. Why? To destroy Christianity in those countries. That's why. Why are we toppling Egypt and where the Coptic Christians have been there, 10% of the population for 2,000 years? To destroy Christianity. When you understand that, you understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and why the president, when he spoke at Georgetown University, insisted they cover up the cross on the stage behind him. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. The third in the series is fascinating, going into the background of this occult movement as it exists in the America today. You can get the three DVDs together as a set, the Secret Mystery set, or get them separately. You need this information to understand what's going on. The Secret Mystery set of DVDs, three of them, they're each a couple of hours long, and as they say, we have a small part in them. They're well worthwhile getting, or get them separately and watch them. I think you will learn so much as you hear the Masons telling you what Masonry is really all about. And some of those Masons actually said far too much. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I would simply remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to maintain the base of well over 60 stations every week where people across America are learning. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd appreciate your help. 1-800-544-8927. If not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, protection. Until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next